Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Matt Gesvin. He is from Advanced Window and Door Solutions. He's my co-host today. Matthew, how you been?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. You got a big day today.
Oh, it's a big day. Sectional swimming for my daughter. So,
you think she's up listening to her dad right now, or she's sleeping in?
I don't think so. I think she's sleeping in, getting ready.
I hope so. What is her name?
Her name's Abby.
Abby, good luck today.
Yeah, she's swimming the 200 butterfly.
Yeah, that was a rough one for me.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it.
Yeah, the butterfly, it's hard for me to get my body outside of the water like that.
Freestyle is the only swimming stroke I can do.
Yeah,
and maybe backstroke.
Yeah, you know what? I can do all of those, but I can do them all but the butterfly. Hey, the Nary show last weekend was...
Wow, what a great show.
Man, and our guests were there, and we're going to talk to them. Our boys from Current Electric are here, but the show itself, I was there Friday, and I was there in the morning on Saturday, and then my wife and I went out of town. But Friday was the busiest first day of the fall show that I've seen.
It's amazing. It was amazing how many people came out and how many people are starting to recognize what a Nary contractor can do and getting them all in a group in a place where you can visit so many at one time. It's such a great resource.
Now, when I was a kid, depending on the season, was my favorite sport. It was football season, man. Football, for sure. And then basketball season, hold on. I think basketball and baseball. And I can never figure out if I like the spring show, which is a bigger.
Right.
It's the monster.
It is.
And then the fall show comes, and it's a little bit smaller, and people get a chance to spend more time with Nary members and have more questions and get a feel, okay, is this working for me? And what it's come to from where it was is people would walk in with a need.
Right.
I've got a need. I have to find somebody with solar.
Right.
I have to find somebody with windows.
Right.
I have to find a door company. And they would find that company, get in and out. And now there's so many wants. Okay, I need this and this, but what I really want is this, and they have a list.
Right.
And they walk around, or they have their needs, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, hold on a second, honey. I want to talk to them.
Right.
I want to talk to the guys from Bayview Shade and Blind. I like these windows, but I want some new, now I need some new blinds to make it look good. So that show was really good, and now it's my favorite until spring.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was good. Hey, our in-studio guests, and I'm excited, do a lot of business personally and professionally with Current Electric. And Ray Hoffman and Brad Koepke are here. Ray, how you been?
Fantastic.
Ray's the marketing manager for Current Electric. Let me tell you the latest of my personal reasons to love Current Electric. I did not have electricity in my garage for years. And you don't know what you don't know because you don't know it. Now, it was horrible, especially come fall and winter because it's dark all the time. And to go in there and try to get my flashlight and my phone to find something. And I was talking to these guys at Current Electric. I said, look, what's the process to get this thing done?
Right.
They're like, man, it's not a big deal. We'll come, we'll just dig a little trench and we'll go from the house. We'll get it done in a day. And so they come out. And Steve Brown and Joe and I are standing there while a younger guy is building the trench. I said, guys, I've got a couple of extra shovels if we want to help him. And they're like, no. No, this is what he does. The guy was like, no, I'm good, Mr. McGivern. This is what I do. And I said, I kind of feel bad. They said, look, we've all been where he's at. Brad's smiling at me right now. They go, we've all been where he's at. And so when they left and they were doing some other things, I said, so you do all the heavy lifting? He goes, yeah, but you don't understand. Like, I was hired as a laborer, but you know how much I'm learning every day?
Right.
He goes, man, it's a good workout for me. This is what I like to do, so no worries. And then after I get done, now they're going to teach me how to get electricity to your garage. And the kid was so, like, he worked really hard and fast. And I kept, like, do you want some water or anything? He goes, no, I got everything I need. You just do your deal. And now that I have electricity in my garage, it's just wonderful.
Life-changing.
Well, it is the life-changing. And it's not like it's I spend a ton of time in there.
Right.
But the times where I have to, Current Electric has set it up that there's two different switches, two different places, things I didn't add. They go, look, we put one here, and here's why. We put this one here, and here's why. So if you come in through the alley, you can go here, and you're coming through the side door, you can go. It's awesome.
Well, now you got to get call one of our NERI members and get an overhead door operator put in there now that you have electricity. So
yeah,
that's next on your list.
We'll see about that. If Current Electric can't do it, I'm not doing it is what I'm thinking. Ray, this time of year for you guys, pretty busy?
Yeah, very busy. We're going to be busy till probably November. We're booked a couple of weeks out right now.
Good.
And coming off the show, which was a fantastic show, we had a lot of people come up with great ideas and want to get some ideas of lighting design and stuff. So we're very busy going through those right now, too.
Hey, and we were talking, obviously, about the show just a couple of minutes ago. When you guys get a lot of people that come up and talk to you, and you guys do the booth right. It's really colorful. It looks good. You're inviting for people to come in. And are they coming and talking about a specific topic, or are they all over the board?
We kind of get all over the board. I mean, we have specific topics. You know, they want a certain light switch in a certain place, or they want to talk to us about solar or Tesla power walls. But we also get the husband that the wife has great ideas.
Right.
That she wants to talk to us about new lighting ideas and such that we can talk to them about and send one of our superheroes out to get done.
Hey, Matt, the first time that I had met anybody from Current Electric, I wasn't doing any business with them, but we had an issue with water coming in the kitchen roof. So we had to have a new roof put on, and it had caused some bubbling. So we had to have Creative Construction come over and redo it. And my wife had always wanted can lighting. And so Zach Edmonds said, look, tomorrow would be the time. If you want to have can lighting with me doing this, tomorrow would be the time. And I said, Zach, well, who should I call? He said, call Current Electric. Those are the guys. We do a lot of business with them. They're right up the block on Burleigh, and I call them. So I thought, okay, I called. They said, yeah, we have an opening tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Perfect. They come out, and I thought, okay, I'll probably have two or three different companies. I don't know what I'm thinking price-wise. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Right.
Guy comes in. He had a laborer with him, and they talked, and just a really nice guy. And we told him what we were thinking, and he said, you know what, that's a good idea, but just so you know, this is what I would do if I were you. And I said, great. Can you give me an idea, a quote on a price? He said, I can tell you exactly what it's going to cost. And he gave us the quote, and Terry and I, like, went into the other room, and I said, that's less than I thought. Let's not bring in anybody else. Let's go with this guy. Let's set up an appointment. So I go, hey, we're going to go with that. When can we get it done? He goes, how about right now? I go, what?
Isn't that amazing?
It was quarter after 8, and he goes, we'll be done by 11 o'clock. I go, are you? Like, I was taken back by it.
Yeah, that is amazing.
I was kind of like, you mean it's not 3 weeks? I don't have to wait? He goes, no, we're ready to go. If you want us to do it, we'll do it right now. I go, yeah, let's go. He looked at the guy. He looked at the kid. He goes, here's what I need. Bing, 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 bing. The kid goes out to the truck, brings it in. 10:30, they were done.
Wow.
It was like they were never there.
It's not just a tagline. They really are superheroes.
They are superheroes. Yeah. And my wife to this day tells that story every chance she gets. About and you guys aren't shocked because that's what y'all do. But we were like, what do you mean we can get, like, right now? We get it done right now. And he made really good suggestions, and we're so happy that we went with him. And that was my first, and I've been calling them to my house. Steve Brown, he knows where I'm telling you, he's been to my house 15 times. And they're just so good at doing what they have to do. So I really appreciate it. Brad, let's talk to you a little bit. You're a solar, you're the savant when it comes to this, right?
Yeah, I run our solar department.
Okay.
I've been doing it, I've been in solar for 2.5 years now.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Tell me your background. Where'd you grow up and stuff?
I grew up in Franklin.
So you're a Saber?
No, I am a Spartan.
You went to Martin Luther?
I went to Martin Luther.
Hey, and guys, we're not talking home improvement. Let's talk high school basketball, if we can do that, since I coached there the last 4 years and won a state championship, the mighty Spartans. Good for you. So how did you get from Martin Luther to solar?
It was an interesting path and not a planned one. Ended up painting houses is how I got into the trades. I did that summers while I was in college. Ended up working as a production manager with somebody I met along the line, and had a friend working at Current Electric and said, hey, you got to come work at this awesome company. And didn't think I'd end up in the solar department, but here I am, and I've been loving it ever since. It's exciting. It's the future.
Yeah, I just sent a young man from Martin Luther over 2 weeks ago. He came and interviewed. His name is Brody Lee.
I actually interviewed him.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you tell him you're a Martin Luther guy?
I did. He actually, he's actually cutting my parents' grass.
Is he
so,
really?
Yeah, it's small world. And he knows my sister is still, she's a junior at Martin Luther.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's a small world. He texted me yesterday. He said, you know, I can't wait. I really hope that I get that call from them. And he was so impressed. He was so nervous, as you can imagine. And then he walked in, and you guys were very kind to him and asked him tough questions, you know, interviewed him. But I appreciate you guys. You're willing to do that. When they came to you and said, hey, do you want to get in the solar division here at Current? Did you have any idea what you were getting into at that point?
Not a clue. And I think most people don't realize what solar is all about. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. And it's not anything that I expected it to be.
Hey, Brad, what is the biggest misconception when it comes to solar that you hear?
Probably the biggest one is that solar is going to power your house. In most cases, solar is not going to power your house. You're going to be selling that power back to the utility, and they're going to be crediting you, and you're actually going to see your utility bill go down. So on most systems, you know, if your neighbor's power goes out, your power is going to go out too. That all changes when we start talking about the Tesla Powerwall and putting battery backup. If we put battery backup in addition to your solar system, your lights are going to stay on when all of your neighbors are dark.
Hey, is there, and Ray was kind enough to send me some information, because I said, look, when it comes to solar, you know, I've had Chuck Smith come in a couple of times, and he's the guy, right?
He is
so passionate about solar. His eyes light up, and he could talk, you know, for 3 hours on solar and just everything that he believes the future is when it comes to solar. There's a federal tax credit right now, correct?
Correct. It's for 2019, it's the last year of the 30% federal tax credit. In 2020, systems installed in 2020 receive a 26% tax credit.
So it comes down 4%. Do people have to have it installed in 2019, or do they have it ordered?
It has to be installed in 2019, and with the tax credit expiring, our schedule to the end of the year is filling up fast. It's going to be a very busy push to December 31st for us.
However, if people listening today had interest in it, there's still time.
It is possible. We still have a couple spots open on our schedule, but it is filling up fast.
You can give them a call at 262-236-7120. 262-236-7120, or go to that beautiful, unbelievable looking website. Isn't that right, Ray?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Current. Call Current?
Callcurrent.com.
Callcurrent.com. That's the easiest way. Callcurrent.com. And when you talk to either Ray or talk to Brad, tell them how beautiful that website looks. Taking a little credit for that one, since Entercom helped with that. It was a long, hey man, that was a tough process, Ray. I'll tell you what, but we got it done. It looks good. It's functional. We got a couple of tweaks to get to, and we'll get Ailea will get to them.
Yep.
She's so good at that.
She is.
Before we get to a break, Ray, you're going to be moving in a couple of weeks. Right now, 126th and West Burleigh Road, you're moving down the street to 117th and Burleigh, right off the freeway, 2947 North 117th. When are you guys moving?
2942, number one.
2942. What did I say?
You said 47. But that's okay, Mike.
I don't even have a 7 on there. 2942 North 117th. Trust me, from the freeway, you see the big sign.
Yeah, we should be in there by Thanksgiving.
By Thanksgiving.
We're currently, we were in 3 different buildings.
Yeah.
And as a superhero team that we are, we like to be with each other.
I agree.
Be one big family.
Yep.
So we purchased a new building on 117th, and we're in the process of building it out now, and then we'll be adding solar in the spring, I believe.
We're still working out the details on the solar, but
spring, summer, something like that. Yeah.
You'll be able to see the solar from the freeway.
That's awesome. CallCurrent.com is where you go. And again, with that tax credit, good through the end of this year at 30%. If you're interested in solar, you want to know more about solar, Brad's the guy. And you know what? I trust him. He's a Martin Luther guy. You can give him a call at 262-236-7120. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to start to talk more about Current Electric Company in general. I'm going to talk to Ray Hoffman about that. And I want to talk more about solar and some of the other misconceptions, Brad, that you hear. And you guys talk about solar being the future. And I know that that Matt Gesvin from Advanced Window and Door Solutions has some questions about it as well. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I no longer like the guy from Martin Luther. We're not talking any solar with Current Electric. We are just talking everything but solar. Chuck Smith, you come in, I'll talk solar. Brad says, oh, I got to gain a couple pounds for the winter. Shut up,
bulk
Brad.
Up a little bit.
Nobody likes that. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window Door Solutions. He's my co-host, Ray Hoffman, Marketing Manager for Current Electric, and Brad Koepke. Solar guy. He said, I'm really trying to gain a little weight for the winter. I just dislike people.
He's
like
120
that.
Pounds he's, soaking wet.
Yeah, he's afraid to get up on the roof.
We're Brad, afraid for him to get up on the roof. He has to be strapped in during that time.
Hey, look, my son is the same size as you. And he said, look, I always I struggle because, you know what, Dad, you got to understand that us really thin guys, we get made fun of too. Now, I would have never said a word until you brought it up. And you were giggling about my story and said, "Oh, I need to add a few pounds for the winter. I got to get my winter weight up a little bit."
I have a good humor about it. I've been hearing it my whole life. So.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a good humor about mine, so I don't want to hear it. All right, I'm just kidding, Brad. I'm just teasing. Hey, do people when they call you? I'm sure one of the questions they have about solar is it a good investment? And look, I know it's. If it was a great investment, everybody would do it, right? I mean, it's a decent investment, I would think.
It's a decent investment. We're seeing return on your investment 7 to 10 years is the average system. So you're going to pay a lot up front, and it's going to shrink your utility bill. And over time, that's going to add up. In about 7 to 10 years, you'll recoup your initial investment, and then your utility bill is going to be minimalized or non-existent.
Hey, is there a size of a house? I mean, does it have to be a larger home to be able to do this? Does that matter to you guys?
It doesn't matter at all. Generally, smaller home, you have smaller usage, smaller system. So it generally fits the roof space of the home. What we're seeing a lot of is a lot of farms, rural communities with a lot of land where we can do a ground mount. So we can put it in your backyard, front yard, side yard.
So rather than being on the house, you can utilize the land around it. Is there when I have home improvement guys in, somebody that is a designer, let's just say, and I'd say, is there a certain area in the house that you like the best? Yeah, they'll say, I love the kitchen, or I'm really good in the master bath. Is there a certain kind of home that for you, is it those farmhouses that you can kind of look at the land and do what you want with?
If you ask my installers, they'd say a low slope ranch
is
the best install. They don't like steep roofs.
Yeah,
I don't blame them.
No, nobody does. Do you still get up on the roof and do some of that?
I haven't this year. Last year I installed probably 2 or 3 systems with the crew. This year I haven't gotten a chance to. We've been pretty rapidly expanding, and I've been stuck in the office a little bit more, but I do miss getting out to sites as much as I used to.
How many employees in your in the solar division over at Current Electric?
We've been hovering right around 20.
Wow. Good for you. And you're looking to expand in 2020, you think?
Yeah, we'll be hiring a lot more staff next year as well, both in the office and support side and in the field install side.
Boy, so that's important for our listeners to understand that Current Electric, and if you talk to anybody in this market, they are superheroes. And I told you my stories the first segment about the kind of work that they do. They're going to be looking to hire at all different levels too, correct, Ray? Not just the solar division, but you know, into the office and out in the field.
Absolutely. With this new building and the fast-paced growth that we are, that's exactly what we're doing. We need to hire in all arenas throughout the next 6 or 7 months.
At callcurrent.com, there is one of the pages is some of the jobs they have open. I know that's constantly changing.
Yep.
So you can go there or you can give them a call at 262-236-7120 and ask for human resources. Ask for Joe, right, Joanne?
Yep.
And you can get in and fill out an application. Ray, other than the solar division, when we talk about, you know, the stuff that I needed, which was, look, I needed electricity or I needed can lighting, is that the majority of the work that you guys are doing? Do you also go into to homes, that new homes? Give me an idea on the different divisions that you guys have.
So we have multiple divisions. Solar is our fastest growing one at the moment because solar power is such a huge deal in the residential space. But we also do residential services. So we do everything from can lights, no job too small, no job too big. We also work with home remodelers and new home builders. And then we also have the backup generator systems, which is our Generac and Briggs and Stratton. And then we also work with some Home Depot stores throughout the area that to help their customers install the ceiling fans they get at the store.
Hey, can we, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but can we talk a little bit about the generators? I for some reason, I always think wintertime is probably the most important time to have one because if your power does go out, you know, you want to be able to stay in the home and you don't want it to be, you know, to be ice cold. This is a good time of year for you guys when it comes to generators?
It's a great time of year because winter is coming, unfortunately. None of us like the fact that winter is coming, but people always wait till the last minute, and that causes an issue because we can't. Sometimes we have to dig trenches, and we can't really dig trenches when there's a frost line.
And you know what? When some people think of generators early on in his or their radio career when they're doing the Nary Walk, going, they're thinking about, you know, the ones that you crank up and it's really loud and you got to make sure you got gas. This isn't the kind of generator we're talking about.
No, these are whole home generators. They run off of natural gas, and you can barely hear them. We also have the Tesla Powerwall, which is a battery backup system. So, and that's, you can't hear it. That's in your basement hooked up through with solar, in conjunction with solar.
Can that Tesla Powerwall be powered just as a battery backup system without solar? Do people do that, or do they only use it in conjunction with solar systems?
Yeah, you can install it without solar.
And just have the utility charge it, and then it's a battery backup system?
Yep, it's a battery backup system for your home. The downside of doing it without solar is that if the grid is down for an extended period of time, there's no way to recharge your battery.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And those the generators that we're talking about, if you go again to their website, you get an idea of what we're talking about, because it's not the one that you would go up to a big box store and
no,
and buy and you know, put in your garage that now you have lights, and certainly none of you guys would ever do that.
Well, talk about life changing. You talked about having the power in your garage. When your neighbors, I live in the town of Cedarburg, we lose power all the time. I lost it the other day for 11 hours. When the power goes out, and within 3 seconds of the power going out, your generator started, and within 8 seconds of the power going out, your house is powered again. You have water because I have a well. You have the sump pumps going, your furnace, your water heater, everything going. It's just amazing, and you can get on with your life, and all your neighbors are struggling. So it's just it's a life-changing thing to have a backup generator.
And there's two ways you can do it with generators. You can do a just running a couple of circuits, you want to make sure your refrigerator's running, your well pump's running, stuff like that. Or you can do a whole home, and those are the bigger units. So they started about 7.2, they call them 7.2 units,
okay,
all the way up to big liquid cool systems.
So, and you guys, you've been, I think, at my house, and it's a small home right
I've never been invited to your house, Mike.
So you two have been to my house. In fact, everybody else from Current Electric's been, I'm just kidding. So it's a small home off of 88th and Burleigh. I'm wondering the size of the generator that a house like that would need.
It depends on which way you decide to go.
Okay.
If you wanted to go with a single circuit, you'd be running some of the smaller units.
Okay.
If you wanted to do a whole home, you could be running, depending on what you have running off your current box, you could be looking at 15 to 20 kWs.
So I'm thinking, because my wife works out of her home, mm-hmm, and so having her computer is really important. Mm-hmm. And so that would probably the whole home, I would think, because she's upstairs, and for what we have.
You know what the best thing to do is, right, Mike?
Well, I know that I certainly am going to have Brad come over and Steve Brown and Sarah. And,
actually, call one of our superheroes. Kevin will come out and he'll do an assessment on your home.
Trust me.
Get you the right size.
Matt, on my speed dial, I've got 262-236-7120. Or I just call your cell, Steve's cell, Sarah's cell, somebody's cell.
Yeah, let's not advertise my cell, please.
Chuck won't give me a cell. I don't know why. He doesn't trust me at all. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, got a number of questions. When it comes to the overall company of Current Electric, and I've got some specific questions for Brad Koepke. He is going to talk solar with us. Again, Current Electric is our special in-studio guest. Call current.com. You go to that website for any information that you need on Current Electric, or if you're going to be looking for a new job in 2020. What a great company to be able to work for, and they are going to be hiring next year. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. And you too for Matt Gesman.
Oh, Matty.
The Irish boy. He found out he was Irish about a year ago from doing one of those tests. He had no idea.
No idea.
Now, all of a sudden, he's eating cabbage and wearing green all the time.
I got this connection to Mike that I never never realized how close we were.
It's a couple of Irish boys, you know? Yeah, that's the way that goes. Our special in-studio guest, Current Electric boys, Ray Hoffman, Brad Koepke with Current Electric. During the break, Ray, we're talking about the apprenticeship program that you guys offer at Current Electric. People get information on that on the website, correct?
Correct. They can go to our careers page, and you can actually apply directly on our careers page to ABC Wisconsin's apprenticeship program, which is what we recognize, and we have quite a few apprentices in the program right now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that was part of the stuff that when I came in and talked to Joanna about, and she said, look, we really give back, and we try to help our employees. When they feel like this is the correct company for them and we feel the same about them, we're going to move them along. And if they want to be an electrician, that's what we're doing here. And I really respect the kind of work that you guys do with employees that are willing to show up every day and go to work and work hard and are good ambassadors for Current Electric.
And that's one of our legacies that Chuck, our owner, wants to pass on is – number one is creating a future for our youth coming up now with the solar and sustainability. But also, he started Current Electric wanting to be an education company and teaching people about electricity, not only our employees, but also our customers.
Yeah, so, Chuck Smith, Brookfield Central guy. He started the company in 1983. So you can see that he's been training superheroes for a long time.
Yep.
And now it's getting to the point that they bought this big building because they're in three different buildings and because of the work they do, and it's a really your industry, there's a lot of competitors, mm-hmm, in that industry. And I don't know of a competitor that's growing like you guys are, and the reason that is because of the work that you guys do.
Well, the reason is because our employees, obviously, our employees go out and take care of the customers. We have over 2,000 five-star reviews online. They do a phenomenal job. They walk in with the process. One of the most important things they talk about during the process when they walk in is, we're going to make sure your house is safe. And if it's not safe, we're going to let you know and we're going to educate you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When we started doing business and Chuck came in, I asked him, I said, you know, you guys use that term superhero a lot. Mm-hmm. And I asked him why. And he said, and he gave me what his answer was. And on the website this morning doing research for it, there is a paragraph, and I just wanted to just highlighted a couple of sentences because they asked Chuck why. And he said, came up with the idea because he truly believes that their team members are superheroes. They leave at the beginning of the day. They leave their families, their wives, all their problems behind just to take care of others. Superheroes turn problems into dreams, and that's the idea. Look, the dream of having electricity in my garage, I knew it was a hassle, but you have no idea. I'll never live without it now. And that's what he's talking about, I think, when it comes to the superhero part. When you talked in the second segment, Ray, you made a comment that said, look, no job is too small.
Yep.
You know what? We'll come out and we'll work with you on that. Do you guys do that? Because other companies are getting away from that. Other companies are saying, look, unless it's a job, you know, that is worth this amount, or we're going to have to do this amount. You guys are saying, look, we'll come out and help you at any reason, because you know that guys like me, after that first experience with a superhero from Colonel Electric, are going to continue to call back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll go out there for single outlet, single switch. You just need to change a couple of outlets to GFCIs. We'll do any of that. And the reason for that is our number one thing for consumers and our customers is that they're safe. So we'd hate for somebody to do a DIY because we wouldn't go out there and all of a sudden there become an issue in their home. We'd rather go out there and have it done by a proper electrician,
right,
and make sure their house is safe at the end of the day for them and their family.
You know, I've sent your superheroes, I've sent Colonel Electric probably to, if I had to guess, 20 or 25, either family members, friends, people I work with here. And the common thread behind all of it was, look, I had them come out for this, and then they made me aware of this.
Yep.
And they said, look, this was not properly installed. If you're going to sell the house, if you want to call us, that's great, we'll do it. But you have to have this done before it's going to pass any inspection. So just know that in the future, if you're looking to sell it, or this is a hazard, this is not safe. And so we can let me tweak this and let's do this. And so I like the fact that you guys just don't come out, do the one thing that we called you for, but you're looking around and yep. you're making sure that everything is incorrectly.
Yep. And obviously it goes back to the safety. The most important thing for us is that our customers and their families are safe at the end of the day, and we don't have any issues. And there is some issues we run into, but we go out there and we give you three options. We give you the option of what you called us out for.
Right.
We give you a couple other options. We're not a pressure company. We're not going to say you have to do this. We're going to say this is what we suggest. And if you need to wait for a little while for the other stuff, then that's fine. We're here for you anytime you need us.
When Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, who's on the big show here every day, asked me, and I had Steve and I had Colonel Electric go to his house, what he wanted and what he needed was two different things. Mm-hmm. And they said, look, we can do what you want, but you can get the same exact effect, and we can probably save you about $1,000 if you do it this way. So he's on the phone with me going, hey, man, they're doing pretty much what I wanted, but they said they could do it a different way, and it's going to save me a lot of money. I said, yeah, that's kind of the way they do things.
Yep.
And he was blown away. Anytime he gets a chance to talk about Current Electric on the big show, he does because of that experience. Hey, Brad, when somebody asks you the benefits of going to solar, what are the top three or so benefits that you tell people why they should consider going to solar?
You know, the top one that comes to everyone's mind is renewable energy. It's good for the environment. It's green power. That's what most people think of. Unfortunately, that's a very politicized part of solar.
Right.
So I do steer people away from that when I tell them the benefits of solar. It's really energy independence, an investment. It's a smart investment with your money. And then third is it's good for the environment.
Right.
And you're doing something good for the planet.
Well, I guess it depends who you're talking to, right?
It does.
And it is. It's very political right now. And you know, people in in different markets have made it that way. I guess I don't really care about that, but I care about the fact that when you say, look, it's a good investment, it certainly makes you more independent. That is for sure. And to be able to do that and then save some money and be good for the planet, that's a win-win-win, right?
It really is. And we get such a diverse group of customers in solar. When I first started 2.5 years ago, I knew nothing about solar, and I thought we were going to be dealing with a different crowd than we deal with on a daily basis. It is all walks of life, all across the political spectrum. You know, it's solar's for everybody, and everybody is interested in it.
Hey, Brad, you don't stay just in Southeast Wisconsin with solar. I mean, you guys go statewide, correct?
We do. We have a group of projects coming up out near La Crosse.
Okay.
Coming up, we've done work in La Crosse, Green Bay, Baraboo, all across the state.
Man, well, somebody in La Crosse, how do they find out about Current Electric? How does that work?
Google, usually. Okay. They go to our website, callcurrent.com. It's best way to find us.
But there has to be, I would think, somewhere in La Crosse, there has to be, they must say, look, who's the best in the state and can we get them here? I would think, right?
Yeah, there are local solar installers and electricians in La Crosse, and you know, we still get calls from there. There are local electricians, solar installers in Green Bay, and we're still going out there. We're going all across the state because people want superheroes on their roof,
right,
or putting their ground mount solar in. That's just who we are, and we're getting calls from everywhere.
Can you give me an average? And I guess there's no average cost to something like this. Because the buildings are the houses are different sizes, the buildings, and what people are expecting and wanting from their solar. Can you put two panels up in a house?
You can. It's not going to do much for you. You can put two panels up. Really, where we see it to start become cost effective is a dozen,
okay,
plus. And a dozen panels is going to give you, if you want to equate it to a generator, it's about a 3.2 kilowatt generator,
okay,
that's going on your roof. That's going to offset your utility bill.
So a dozen. And you know what? I find them not, like in the beginning, I thought, oh my goodness, what is that? And now they actually look pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, the change, I think, in that industry is remarkable.
Yeah, a lot of manufacturers have, we use all tier one modules, which are top of the line modules. We do also offer some premium options. Premium cost a little bit more, but you get a lot nicer looking panel. And manufacturers have put a lot of effort into making them look slick.
Yeah, they really do. He's Brad Koepke. He's in what's your title? Your
solar department manager.
Solar department manager at Current Electric, along with Ray Hoffman. He's the marketing manager. You can go to callcurrent.com. That's the website, callcurrent.com, or give him a call at 262-236-7120. My co-host this week, Matt Gesvin. He is with Advanced Window and Door Solutions. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ray Ray picked that music. Ray Hoffman. It's Halloween, I guess. And hopefully it's not going to be storming tonight.
I hope the kids get out there so I don't eat all this candy that we got at home.
Our neighborhood, just 6 to 9, just gets packed. It's awesome. It's awesome. Grandkids are coming over, and we're handing out candy. And hopefully it's not raining because I'm supposed to fire the grill up, make sure the boys have hot dogs and Italians and all that stuff. Welcome back again to the Nary Home Improvement Show. He's Matt Gesvin. He's from Advanced Window and Door Solutions, and our special in-studio guest, Ray Hoffman, and Brad Koepke from Current Electric. Brad is he's in charge of the solar division. Ray is the marketing manager. You guys have brought up the Tesla Powerwall, and I want to talk a little bit about that, Brad. You guys are one of three in this area, correct?
One of three in the state.
In the state. The guidelines that Tesla give you have got to be incredible. Like, you've got to follow their guidelines to the T, correct?
Correct. Elon doesn't mess around.
He
with
does not.
His, no.
He should. That should be a bumper sticker for him. But he won't put a bumper sticker on one of his cars, I'm sure. But Elon does not mess around. To be a certified installer, are you personally a certified installer?
Personally, I am. I'm one of four in our company. We just had two last week go down to Texas for some training.
Okay. So are we talking about the power walls that people have put in individually? We're not talking about the strips where people that have the cars can go and hook up their car, correct?
Correct. We're talking about the battery pack. Tesla Powerwall, it's the same battery pack that goes in the cars. It just goes in your house.
Okay. So the idea behind that, explain to me that, the idea behind having that.
So there's a couple different schools of thought here. One, you can install it without solar, as we said earlier on the program. And that is just strictly a backup. It's in replacement of, you know, Generac or Briggs & Stratton generator. That is just to back up your house. When you install it with solar, there's a couple different things you can do. You can do some, it's called, you know, peak shaving. The battery can power your house when, you know, if you're on a time of use billing cycle with the utility. You know, the battery can power your house during those times and shave off some of your higher power costs. It can also be used as a backup. Just like if you install it without solar. And then you can also just try and be a net zero home, which is you're trying to power your home off of everything that you produce from your solar, and just be as green as you can with your house.
When one of the things that you have on your website that I wanted to ask you about, when if somebody wants to have this done, you guys take care of pretty much everything from start to finish on it, from system design to permitting to you do all the permits, installation, financing, customer service. You don't sell it and walk away. I mean, you guys basically are a partner with the homeowner to have that installed. The financing part, the customer service, if there's an issue, they call you, correct?
Correct. Everything from start to finish of the project is handled by us. The only thing, we might have an outside engineer look at the structural support of your roof. But, you know, we handle all that process. We deal with them, and they're stamping our designs. So, you know, only time we'll send something out.
Where does most people, they put it, that on the roof or is it in the garage, or where do they have that?
Solar is normally on the roof, but the power wall is usually in our climate. As we all know, it gets a little chilly.
A little bit cool. Yeah, it's getting cool now.
Batteries are like people. They like to be between 60 and 70 degrees, and not too humid, not too dry. So a lot of basements, a lot of garages, if it's an attached or heated garage.
Boy, that's... You're looking at him like that. You're thinking about that, aren't
it's,
you?
It sounds Gesman. Really cool. I think it is the future, and it's very intriguing to me. I think that it's a cool thing. The net zero home to me is just a great idea.
Especially where you are, right? Does everybody in your neighborhood have a generator? I mean, if they don't, they're going to, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Half the people have it, and we lose power. Like I said, I think this was the fifth or sixth time this year that we lost it. And
how long was it out for?
For about 11 hours. So from 1 in the afternoon till midnight.
Hey, Brent,
and so it could be used.
With what's going on in California right now, are you keeping your eye on that? Because they're having these rolling blackouts. And I would assume, and I don't know this, but I would assume that people there, if they had what you guys offer, they would be fine. But these rolling blackouts are causing some major problems there.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, California is where Tesla's based, and there are a lot of Tesla Powerwalls out in California, and I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those people are starting to look into this technology.
Yeah, I agree with that, no doubt. Boy, this has been good. You can go to callcurrent.com for all the things we talked about today, and normally we stay focused on you know, kitchen design or but with having you come in, Ray, as the marketing manager, and certainly Brad Koepke, talk about solar and talk about the Tesla Powerwall, and then talk about, you know, what you guys are looking for as far as new employees 2020. I want to get a whole bunch of stuff in and not just focus, you know, laser focused on one thing. And I really appreciate your willingness to allow me to do that, Ray. You can call current.com is where you would go. If you need to get a hold of Brad or get a hold of Ray, that's where you'd go. Matt Gesvin, Nary right now, so we're a little bit slow.
A little bit slow. Everybody's trying to get their projects caught up for the winter and everything and gearing up. So if you need something done, though, just go to Nary.com, Nary.org or whatever in Milwaukee, and go find a Nary contractor that can help you get your projects done. There's still time to get it done.
I agree with that. Brad, I'm back being a fan of yours. That first segment, we struggled a little bit with the whole I need to gain some weight for the winter, but I'm back. I'm back being a Brad Koepke fan. It's nice to meet you. Hey, Ray, it's good to see you again.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.